This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One. Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway.
Roanoke Valley, situated in southwestern Virginia, offers hikers and bikers, wine seekers and foodies, an abundance of world-class things to do and see. The town of Roanoke, the gateway to the legendary Blue Ridge Parkway and mountains, is an especially enchanting place. Join us with Catherine Fox, Roanoke Valley Conference and Visitors Bureau.
Hi, Tom. Welcome to Roanoke. I would highly recommend while you're here in this core area of the Roanoke Valley and downtown to take in our exquisite farmers market area. And then surrounding the farmers market are several restaurants and several shops. The Texas Tavern, where you can get a bowl of chili with onions. It's been in business since 1930, 24 hours a day. It'll cure any ailment.
I need a bowl and a bowl with. Cheesy whip.
Come along and let's head downtown to the Texas Tavern and visit with the owner, Matt Bullington.
You got chili. All right, that's good.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing? I'm doing great.
All right. Tell us about your moniker about the 1,000 people eating here.
Well, we seat 1,000 people. 10 at a time. Got 10 stools.
Love it. This place is a true icon of Roanoke, and it goes way back. Tell us a little bit about the history.
We're an institution. We've been here since 1930. Our great-grandfather opened February 13th, 1930, middle of the Depression. We've been open since then, virtually unchanged. You see these walls around you, see this counter, see that grill, essentially everything except the people that work here. Other than that, it's the way it looked when we opened door. My great-grandfather, he was the advance man for the Ringham Brothers Circus, which meant he would go around town to town and set up the affairs of the circus prior to it coming. And he did that, and he found some recipes throughout his travels throughout America, the relish recipe, the chili, and a few other things. And in particular, he found a chili recipe he liked in a hotel in San Antonio, and then decided he wanted to open a restaurant. Got out of the circus business and saved up some money and opened up here in 1930.
Grandfather, and then your father, and then you?
My father had gotten involved, I think, around 67. I started here in 1994.
And it's total local trade from what I can see. I mean, 10 minutes ago it was packed with tradesmen and...
We call ourselves Roanoke's Millionaires Club. I have had bankers sitting next to homeless people. I have had judges sitting next to people that just got out of jail. Everyone comes in the Texas Tavern. Doesn't matter what your status is. You leave it outside, you come in, we'll treat you like a millionaire. It's just white collar, blue collar, no collar. They all come in here. People crave something that's unique. They crave something different from the cookie-cutter, homogenous corporate landscape. True Americana.
Tell us shorthand here at the Texas Tavern.
If you want a hamburger, you just say, I want one. If you want onions on it, it's one with. If you want a hot dog, you order as a hot. So if you want everything on it, you order as with. You come in, you order a bowl of chili, you don't say a bowl of chili with onions, you just say bowl with. If you want a hamburger with everything on it, one with. Cheesy Western is just a cheesy. It's our most famous sandwich. It actually got us included in the book Hamburger America by George Motes. The Cheesy Western is a cheeseburger with a fried egg on it. And we have a homemade relish that we make here. It has a mustard base, relish, pickles, and onions on it.
Your prices, they don't look like they've changed in 50 years either. Bowl of chili, $1.60?
$1.60 for a bowl of chili.
Two eggs and toast, $2. That's not a historic menu.
I probably have the best price on breakfast anywhere in town.
Toast and sausage gravy for $1.30. Bacon and egg sandwich, $2.20.
Our chili is what we're really known for. We had our 75th anniversary a few years ago. I tallied up how many bowls we'd sold, essentially. And it's over 20 million bowls of chili we've served. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So our busiest time is, 2 a.m. on a Friday or Saturday night. It's just wall to wall in here and line out the door.
Amazing. Matt Bullington, the owner of Texas Tavern in the heart of downtown Roanoke, Virginia. What a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Pleasure's all mine. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thanks. I think I'm going to have a bowl now. Tom Wilmer reporting for National Public Radio affiliates, KCBX serving San Luis Obispo County, KSBX serving Santa Barbara County, and KNBX serving Southern Monterey County, reporting from Roanoke, Virginia.
Well, I told him once or twice to stop playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace, and iconic destinations like Northern Alabama's Shoals region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolf, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives, and Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust preservation initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to nashvillesbigbackyard.org.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
I'll be turning 33 next Friday morning. Friday morning 15 years ago, my grandfather called me to his bedside, and he told me there was something I should know. He said, don't stray too far from the land, boy. The land will one day set you free. When the cities all are dying, the folks up there are crying. The land will save you, wait and see. So I loaded up my car and moved to Denver to work a job and chase big city dreams.
But I never found the life I really wanted till I came back home to Leaper's Fork, Tennessee. He said, don't stray too far from the land, boy. The land will one day set you free. When the cities all are dying, the folks up there are crying, land will save you, wait and see. It didn't hit me quite as hard then as those words come through today, but in the chaos all around me, I can still hear Grandpa say, don't stray too far from the land, boy. The land will one day set you free. When the cities all are dying, the folks up there crying, the land will save you.